You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio of the Shuswap, by the Shuswap, and for the Shuswap, produced by volunteers from the Shuswap. Community radio is a non-commercial alternative that is supported by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. A single one-time donation of $100 can go towards our rent. $100 monthly sponsors the program. Yearly membership is only $20. Every bit helps towards keeping the music playing, The Voice. Become a member and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shuswap, we've been listening to Trio Dactyl, an eclectic trio that pushes boundaries. The membership is Gavia Lertzman-Lapovsky on violin, with Jake McIntyre-Paul on bass, all fronted by Jessica Heaven on vocals. Before the break, you heard them reimagine Arthur Altman and Jack Lawrence's All or Nothing at All. Up next, Jessica, Jake, and Gavi tackle a Bill Kuhn original, Scudder's Groove, with lyrics by Jennifer Scott. But first, the trio discusses the Kuhn connection.
Let's talk about the Bill Kuhn connection for a minute here. Yeah. Because as soon as I heard you guys do Darn That Dream, there's not very many people who do that song besides him.
Right.
I've seen Bill a couple of times. Yeah. So you said you studied under Bill for...
Yeah, so through the swing camp, I've met a fantastic number of teachers, one of them being Bill, and I've had the opportunity to take his class at swing camp for the number of years and take private lessons with him for the last 3 years or so.
Okay.
And he's just a wonderful player and a wonderful teacher, and I'm so lucky to be able to do that. three of us know Bill.
Well, I think Gabby's the closest to Bill. She's been the private student with Bill for quite a few years now, but both me and Jake have had a few things here and there with Bill as well, so he's definitely a connection. And also I think Bill Kuhn's his own community too, like the swing camp community as well, like Karen Plato, Jennifer Scott, Kate Hammett Vaughn,
Renee
Wurst, like these names, they're sort of in the community together, and they definitely brought up all of us one way or another.
Okay.
Yeah, I linked in there the same way as Gabby. I was actually working on staff for the Sorrento Center.
Right.
And then they kind of knew I played bass, so they kind of got me into the bass workshop with Renee, so that's when I met him and studied with him. And then from there, that's how I met Bill. And I've done some private lessons and workshops with him.
We have two more tunes for you tonight. And this was the one that I was actually really excited about. This is a tune by Bill Kuhn called Scudder's Groove. Now, Bill Kuhn has taught all of us at some point in his life. And we are very proud to call him our teacher. And so when we asked him if we could play his song, we were quite nervous. But he said, of course. And so we're still nervous anyways. We'll see what happens. And so this was a... this way. This one has to go this way, right? There's three pages for this one. Yep. Thanks. There we go. Again, we should tape our things. Like, we'll get there. We'll get there. We promise.
That's tomorrow.
Somewhere The lyrics, so funny story, is you can actually look up these lyrics, but Jennifer Scott wrote the lyrics for this original recording. And so we were listening to it on the way up, and I remembered part of the lyrics, and the other part I made up. So it's partially Jennifer Scott's lyrics, and it's partially mine, but the original and the good ones are definitely Jennifer Scott's.
And if you want to hear Jen singing it with Bill and Renee, check out their CD, Arrival, which just came out in the past year, and it's fantastic.
Anybody want to do a little plug for the swing camp while we're talking
about that? Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I am a new camper, and I wasn't sure.
Are you a happy camper?
I am the happiest of campers, and I don't camp. So to make me a happy camper when I don't camp is just, like, amazing. But also just the amazing musicians that are there. I, again, like we've said a few of their names, but also Tom Keenly's side. I mean, there's so many more amazing teachers there.
Yeah.
And just the experience in itself is, it's a really fantastic environment to build yourself up as a musician and to be a better musician.
Yeah, the swing camp community is so supportive and so welcoming, and for all ages. I started going 10 years ago when I was 14, and coming into the camp as a younger person, the average age is about 50, it was fantastic. Everyone was like, oh, yay, a violinist, not, oh, look, who was that? And so I really recommend that everyone go to swing camp if you're at all interested in learning how to play jazz or swing and just jumping in with both feet.
Mm-hmm. Well, jazz violin is something you don't hear a lot anymore.
No, it was really popular in like the 20s. Yeah. And fell out of favor. But I think it blends itself really well to jazz because it has much of the similar range to a human voice.
Yep.
And so it's really able to copy a vocalist, which I do all the time with Jessica. And yeah.
Vice versa.